NK4RM Mobile.
N4ZLK Mobile.
How are you?
Well, did you make it up to your property up there?
It up twice, Sunday and again on Tuesday. And we were very fortunate that we didn't sustain any major damage, over.
I hear that. Were you able to go up 178, or did you have to go a different way?
78, it was treacherous, but we made it. There were power lines across the road, places where you only had one narrow lane to get through. So it was pretty treacherous, but when I went back up Tuesday, it was better. And I'm going back up this afternoon, hoping it'll be even better then, over.
For you, I thought I had heard, and that's why I was asking what they wanted to know. I thought I'd heard that 178 had been washed out at some point, but it sounds like at least up to that section. Can you get all the way into Rosman?
All the way into Rosman on 178.
Sure. I'm glad you were able to make it and didn't have any damage up there.
No damage, no damage to the structures. A couple of the wire antennas will need some repair, but the beam held intact, and the 80-meter and 40-meter vertical are intact, and the tower with the repeater antenna held intact.
Good. I'm considering they're kind of poking out there, kind of not very well protected in parts, so that's really good. I'm glad everything worked out.
You know, trees being across the guy wires on the tower where the repeater antenna is, but no problem there. Obviously, the repeater is off the air right now because there's no power up there, but I'm working on getting a portable generator over there on the well lot. Hopefully have it running by tomorrow.
Repeater that you put up there, or because I don't remember. I know there. I'm trying to remember if. For this one, Jack helped you put up, or it seemed like there was one up there. Am I correct?
One that Jack had is 444.875, and at his passing, it passed on to me, and it's been re-coordinated under my call sign. And so, yeah, it's the same one. We just we put a new machine up there. Scott K4MDI a few months ago put a new Motorola repeater up there, and it works better than the other one.
I'll have to try it again. I remember trying to get into it from home, but too many mountains in the way. Actually, I think it's the 500-foot hill that sits in my northwest, right out the front of my property. So maybe nothing's changed, but I'll have to give it another shot.
Running this weekend, I might shoot you a text and tell you to try it.
Yep. More than welcome to. I guess you've got my number. If not, I give it to you. I'm happy to.
I got it in my phone.
I needed directions up there at the one time. So, yeah, well, I think we're moving my son and daughter-in-law some tomorrow, helping them move. They're changing place QTHs, but... definitely, if you get it running, just let me know, and when I get a chance, I will try it out.
I'm in the process of getting a portable generator over there on the well lot so that I can run the pump and the repeater off of this portable generator.
How long do you think it'll be before you get power up there, commercial power?
The $4 question, nobody knows. I think it'll be weeks.
Some of those interior places like that, I imagine, you know, because they've got to hike into some of that stuff. They can't drive to a lot of those power lines and poles that they've got in the ground.
Very true. Of course, we're fortunate. You know, we've got the whole house generator on the main house, and it's propane powered, so we're good there, but just need power over on the well lot.
From the house is that lot and where the repeater is. I think we talked about it when I was up there, and I just wasn't familiar with the area, so, because that does sound familiar.
Little cottage that we rent out on Airbnb. It's in the bend of the road down there. It's 500 feet from the main house, and then it's another 500 feet out to the well lot where the repeater, the pump, and the repeater tower is.
The cottage, I remember talking about that. So your water for the house pumps from that far away?
The water 1,000 feet for years up there, and of course the cottage has its own well right there in the cottage yard. We can get water from either well up to the main house, but right now we're getting water from the well lot over there 1,000 feet away.
What? Just curious, and it doesn't really matter, I guess, but what was the reasoning for having that well so far away, or was it there originally before the house was built?
Built the house, he was using a spring off the backside of the hill for water. And then sometime in the 80s, they had a drought up there, and he was afraid the spring was going to dry up, so he bought the lot over there where the well is, because it already had a well on it. He bought it and put in a pump and dug a line and started pumping water.
Like a really valid reason. That is an explanation. So, well, good. I hope you can get it working. But Fred, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from work, and it was really nice to hear you today. I'm glad everything's working out over there. And we'll talk to you later. Hope you have a good weekend. K4RM, N4ZLK.
You too, and be safe. And I'll get in touch with you tomorrow if I can get the repeater going. K4RM Mobile.